Hiya, not meaning to, you know, rub anyone up in the wrong way, but this is really a response to what Donna's saying about dropping the handle and stuff. Now, I understand what you're saying, 70s, 80s, 90s. Training has changed, Donna, now. It has changed a lot. And, you know, guide dogs have said to me on a number of occasions that I can drop the handle and that. And I don't think that, you know, you're always unsafe. My dog actually works without harness. So, you know, and guide dogs have even said that to me. So, you know, Emily will work without a harness, whether she's on harness or not. So, you know, when I bring her for a walk, I bring my cane, because obviously I don't expect her to guide me if she's off harness, but because it's so instilled in them, you know, they do guide. So, I personally, anyway, would sort of disagree in terms of that I've never actually been told not to ever drop my dog's harness. I don't know whether the training has changed a bit, because I think guide dogs have also do allow people now that do have vision, because I've trained with 3 dogs now. And I know when I first trained with my dog, they used to treat you, if you had some vision, as if you were totally blind and whatever. But that, now that has changed. And I, the last couple of times I've been on training, guide dogs have specifically told me to use my vision where possible, etc., etc., and back that up with using my dog. And, you know, I've never actually been told that I can't drop the handle in any circumstance that I feel that I need to or want to drop the handle. I mean, sometimes you've got a guide dog and you're being guided by somebody, so obviously you would drop the handle then, is what I've been told. And, you know, you would drop the handle, obviously, if you were in a shop and you were browsing at something whilst you were browsing or whatever, if you've got some residual vision, and, you know, you go shopping on your own and you can still are able to browse and look at a few bits yourself before getting assistance, etc. But, you know, I can't remember. I know when I trained, the last time I trained with Emily, which was about 5 years ago, I was never told anything about that I couldn't drop the harness for any reason that I needed to, and that I couldn't do exactly what Dizzy Finker had done if I needed to remove myself from a situation, if my dog was going to be attacked or whatever. So I don't think in that circumstances, Donna, you really know what you know you were going to